From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The registration deadline for voting in the general election is today, October 12th. Mail registration must be postmarked no later than today and received by election officials no later than October 17th. Anyone honorably discharged from the U.S. military or who became a naturalized U.S. citizen after October 13th may register in person at the Board of Elections up until October 27th. This year's election is November 6th and includes congressional elections throughout the country, statewide races for governor, state senate, and assembly, and local contests. On October 11th, Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a warning about a voter registration scam reported in Chemung and Steuben counties. Residents there reported receiving calls and text messages from a 607 area code offering to register the person to vote and requesting personal information over the phone. Voter registration is not conducted over the phone in New York, and those contacted should not engage in phone calls or text messages offering these services. Individuals interested in registering to vote may do so securely at www.ny.gov/services/register-vote. If you are unsure of your registration status, please visit voterlookup.elections.ny.gov. Record reports that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin is crowing about saving nearly $1 million in personal costs so far in 2018. In a press release, McLaughlin's office says the savings came from extending vacancies, leaving open positions unfilled, and reducing jobs. McLaughlin said in a news release, which did not mention if any services have been cut because of fewer workers, and I quote, "The savings shows a commitment to fiscally responsible policies while ensuring services are maintained at a level needed by residents," end quote. According to McLaughlin, about $1 million in savings went toward paving projects and new equipment for the County Highway Department, and another $600,000 is going towards county reserves. The next Rensselaer County budget will be released at noon, October 19th, at a press conference in the legislative chambers. Read the full story in the Troy Record. The Daily Freeman reports that actor Diane Neal will be on the ballot in the New York 19th congressional election November 6th. On October 11th, the State Court of Appeals denied a petition to appeal the previous attempt to keep Neal off the ballot by Rhinebeck resident Rima Liscom. A lower court ruled that Neal's petitions for an independent line on the ballot lack sufficient signatures. Neal may not have collected the proper signatures, but the appellate division agreed that she was not properly served notice of the deficiencies with her petitions. Neal said in a press release, "This is a win for those who are tired of power brokers shoving the two-party system down our throats. We surpassed the high number of signatures they required us to get, so they challenged that. Then they went to court to appeal our victory that got us on the ballot. There are no more obstacles they can throw at us. Today's a win for democracy," end quote. Neal was required to get the same number of signatures as other candidates. Incumbent Republican John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, Democrat Antonio Delgado, a Rhinebeck resident, and Green Party candidate Steve Greenfill of New Platts. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced October 11th that the state's eWIC debit card, an electronic benefit transfer card which eliminates paper checks for the Women, Infants, and Children program, is now available locally. WIC stores are now online in Columbia, Delaware, Greene, and Schoharie counties. Governor Cuomo said, and I quote, "The importance of a well-balanced meal cannot be understated, and having access to healthy food is a right for all New Yorkers. eWIC will truly transform the lives of those who rely on the WIC program, making it more convenient than ever for New Yorkers to feed their families," end quote. The Department of Health also has a new mobile application called WIC2Go, which allows users to scan barcodes on products to see if the item is WIC approved. Users can also check their WIC account balance, view their upcoming WIC appointments, and locate WIC stores and clinics. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.